Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Here's what people are talking about on May the 3rd around here. Another crop of cards. Graduates, we have the commencement speaker scheduled in studio at 8:30 this morning. Pacers win big in advance. Another protest at BSU and weather watch for weekend events, commencement, and everything else going on from Paul Poteet. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But first, a very special live interview that we are going to be very interested to hear from, but also to interact with, as we have been behind the scenes. We're going to introduce you right now to a program that for the past year and a half or so, Woof Boom Radio staff has been exchanging best practices and learnings with a group of radio stations in Uganda. And Sherry Meyer, leadership consultant with Radio Patches, joins us now live from Uganda. Sherry, good day to you.
Good morning, Steve, and good morning to all of the WMUN listeners.
Fantastic. I love this. This is so amazingly wild that we are able to interact in this fashion. This is not your first rodeo, though, working for and around radio people, Sherry. You've done this before, correct?
Yes, I have. We've been broadcasting for 20 years, and we've always used digital equipment. And so as the possibilities have grown over the years, we do interact with places around the world.
Sherry, how best to explain Radio Patches, the work and the mission, to our listeners that surely are not familiar with Radio Patches as of yet?
Yes. First of all, Uganda is a place, northern Uganda, where we are located, is a place that does not have every household, every person does not have access to clean water, electricity, internet, some of the things that we rely on. And so there are not newspapers in the local languages here in northern Uganda. So there are not televisions because of lack of electricity. So people rely on radio. They can have access to a radio. They use small battery-powered transistor radios like we had many years ago. I am a Hoosier. I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana. And I remember having a transistor radio when I was young. And here, that is high tech. And some people do have phones. Not everybody has a smartphone, but people have phones and radios. And that's what they rely on for information about their own area, but also around the world. And so this is Radio Patches. We have one radio, but we have four different locations and four different frequencies because there needs to be a different local language as the anchor language on each of those radios. So we do that language and English.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about the languages, you said there was a number of them. Do your broadcasters on Radio Patches, I'm Steve Lindell on WMUN, we're talking to Sherry Meyer, leadership consultant for Radio Patches in northern Uganda. Do your announcers have to do everything in language one and then two and then three, etc.?
Well, when we started with only one frequency 20 years ago, that was our problem. We actually kept the integrity of the show in a single language. But after, 2 hours, then a different show started in a different language. And so people were turning their dial, when the language they understood was gone, they went to a different radio. And we knew this was not sustainable for us. We are connected to the church, to the Catholic Church here. In our diocese, we have 4 different languages, plus we have refugees from South Sudan and from Democratic Republic of Congo, large numbers of those in our area. So when we add their languages, we need really about 6 languages, including Juba Arabic. So that's just for our area. The country itself, Uganda, has more than 60 local languages, and our country is about the size of the state of Wyoming.
Wow. So much great information learning about Uganda, Northern Uganda. Sherry Meyer is the leadership consultant with Radio Patches, and I am, for the first time, announcing this morning, Sherry, to our audience. Our staff knows because of all the planning and preparation that you have been integral in behind-the-scenes work. I am going to have the amazing good fortune of being allowed to visit with you and your radio friends there for Radio Patches, traveling to Northern Uganda, starting in a couple of weeks. Boy, we're getting a countdown now. And while I am there, I will be able to be immersed in everything that you're explaining to us right now and then some, learning even more from your radio broadcasters. And hopefully we can impart some things that would be useful for your folks as well. I am both excited and a little nervous. Somebody asked me, "Hey, Steve, have you traveled internationally before?" A cruise or whatever, notwithstanding, the farthest away I believe I have been is Gas City, Indiana.
Yeah, that is like my experience, Steve. 30-some years ago, I had not been outside of the United States other than a trip to Canada. And then I began my life of international traveling and international living. I've always worked here in Northern Uganda. I'm in a place called Arua, which often gets confused with Aruba. Much of my post, my mail, things get routed to Aruba. Uh-huh. But I'm actually in a place called Arua. And I've been here for more than 30 years. And it was all quite frightening. And I will say this... I wasn't a girl. I came when I was already 40 years old, and this middle-aged Hoosier found great difficulty in being in another culture, and particularly in a place where I missed having electricity and indoor plumbing and things like that. But over the 30 years that I've been here, I've seen so much change and growth. And I can assure you that now some of those things are worked out. When we started the radio, I knew we needed electricity to run a radio. And I and another person that you'll meet when you're here, we are the founders. We are 2 missionaries. He's from Italy. And I from the United States, we founded this radio. We began with, we needed generators, and we immediately began investing in solar energy. So we operate this radio basically completely solar powered. I think that'll be one of the things you'll enjoy learning about.
Oh, I can't wait. This is Sherry Meyer, leadership consultant with Radio Patches. The last thing I wanted to do before we wrap up, Sherry, is for our listeners that are intrigued, how can they listen and or view? I see some and a lot of your social media posts from your broadcasters, but how best to find some of this so they can learn some more about the incredible radio work that you're doing in northern Uganda?
That's a great question. And your followers, your listeners, can see some things from you, I'm sure, through those platforms. But also, they should start looking at radiopatches.org. That's RadioPacis. That is all one word. www.radiopatches.org, and you will find our website, and we stream all four frequencies from that website, so they can even listen to you, and you can keep them informed of activities here. So I think that's the best place, the website. And then, of course, we have many social media platforms, including Facebook and LinkedIn and all of those kind of things. But if you start from the website, and that'll be a good thing and a good way that you can keep in touch with your listeners on this great morning program of yours.
Oh, Sherry, thank you so much for, again, all of the work and efforting you're doing behind the scenes. I look forward to the visit and the work and the learning, and hopefully I will be able to impart some useful stuff for you and your broadcasters there at Radio Patches. Very nice to talk to you again, as always, and we'll keep the countdown going, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That is Sherry Meyer once again this morning, live from Arua, Northern Uganda, a method that I will be utilizing as well when I start my journey there, and more importantly, my work on the ground there. I am told that we will spend some time certainly in their radio compound with their various broadcasters, their various formats, their various languages. I only know one, so they told me they're going to go easy on me, so that's excellent. And most importantly, we will be visiting and interacting with people and situations and news and information that only they understand to 100% totality. It is our belief and understanding that we, as broadcasters here in Muncie, Indiana, in the United States of America, will be able to learn and glean from what they are doing and executing every day from a radio and life standpoint, that it will serve us well, and we hope it will serve you well as well. Everything is status quo for this morning in studio in Muncie, Indiana, and all next week as well. Then the following week is when I make the journey, and Brett Busby was kind enough to step forward to get into the host role in studio. You will hear me as often as I can, with Emily Guffey, my producer's help in the Axia Command Center, broadcast with some live segments from there. We will also try to get some video and pictures coming out of there. My friend Thomas Peak in the back of the building has already offered to help with some of that visual component stuff while I'm on the trip. And so you can see some of the things that we are seeing and learning as well. Again, the website that she mentioned is www.radiopatches.org. That's RadioPacis.org. And another thank you to our president and owner, Jay Chapman, for affording me and all of us to have the opportunity to grow and learn in ways that we couldn't possibly have predicted in doing something like this that is very unique, different, and exceedingly special. All right, there's our opening segment. Still to come, our local news summary probably will roll later in the hour. We've got a little work to do first here during our program as we build towards a guest that I believe is in the green room. Emily's going to check on that as we take a break right now with more to come on WMUN.
News.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with My Name Clay as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy 3 times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BLING to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BLING for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
With listeners this morning in Minnesota, hi Mama, Louisville, Kentucky. Maybe they're getting for a little horse race there this weekend. Franklin, Indiana. I see some Muncie streamers and, of course, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the rest of the ways to consume our radio broadcast. People are talking about commencement, Ball State University. We will also, coming up bottom of hour, actually maybe a little before 8:30, Stedman Graham is in the building in the green room now, the keynote speaker for the commencement address at Ball State University. Saturday on the quad, weather permitting, and I'm hoping, and it looks pretty good, fingers crossed, that weather will permit. All right, let's get a lighter side of news right now. It's a bit of a snapshot of our day.
It's May 3rd, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Paranormal Day. Occurrences that can't be explained by ordinary scientific measures fall under the category of the paranormal. So, if you ever thought you had a run-in with a ghost, spook, or spirit, you've had a paranormal experience. Also, if you've ever experienced deja vu, clairvoyance, or had an extraterrestrial encounter, those fall into the paranormal category as well. So, get together with a group of friends, form a circle, and remember, the truth is out there. Also on this date in 1923, the first nonstop North American transcontinental flight was completed as pilot Oakley Kelly started that flight at Roosevelt Field in Long Island, New York, and landed nearly 27 hours later at Rockwell Field in San Diego. If it's your birthday today, you share it with the Godfather of Soul, James Brown.
I feel good.
Born in 1933, I'm Tushar Saxena with your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Thank you, Tushar. We're going to check the weather next. WMUN meteorologist Paul Poteet always has that. It's even more important on commencement weekend at Ball State.
Good morning. The most widespread rain that we'll see today is happening right now. It will tend to diminish late in the morning into the afternoon. I think we'll see some sunshine today, maybe a couple of spotty showers, possibly some thunder this afternoon. High, not quite as warm as the warmest day of the year that we had yesterday, but still going up to 76. The average is 70. 76 today. The rain will be over with by this evening. Mostly to partly cloudy, 59. And partly sunny for tomorrow, 79 on Saturday. There might be a few showers and storms late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and then again, maybe a few popping up in the afternoon. But nothing long-lasting or severe. A high of 75 then. And better chances of rain and storms kick in Monday.
And Paul Poteet, meteorologist for WMUN, reporting there for us. And the weekend weather. Coming next, in studio, very honored. I've interviewed him before, and not in the studio, but he's in town and was kind enough to join us here. Stedman Graham will be with us next on WMUN.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, executive producer, and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who've retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money's never at risk if the market crashes. That's right, if the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money saved, call to talk to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you can get it completely free. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020. Again, that's 1-800-506-2020.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
At Lowe's, save big every day when you buy in bulk. Save 10% when you buy 68 or more OSB sheathing. Plus, get an extra 5% off every day on eligible purchases when you use your Lowe's business credit card. Get low prices on the materials you need today, because Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. 5% off are subject to credit approval. Exclusions and terms apply. See store at Lowe's.com/credit for details. U.S. only.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And honored and pleased again to see Stedman Graham, our third interaction here in Muncie, Indiana. The first time you were able to make it to our studio here on WMUN. We're very, very grateful for making the short trip from Ball State's campus. Welcome into Muncie, Indiana again.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. To be able to come here during this time of year. You know, the trees are blooming. It's green all over. The campus is unbelievable. You know, it's just so pleasant.
In previous conversations, you have told me how beautiful the campus is in the fall visits, too.
Right, absolutely.
when the colors start turning and all of that is going on. Since you were here working on some student work at Ball State, the campus has changed dramatically, has it not?
Yeah, it's they're still building.
Yeah,
I mean, they're building a student hotel. I mean, a hotel there all of that. And just I'm staying in the student center right now. It's just unbelievable what's going on here, you know, so it's just so impressive.
Ball State's 198th commencement ceremony will be in the morning, May 4th, 10 a.m., and the keynote speaker, the commencement address, will be delivered by Stedman Graham, the chairman and CEO of S. Graham & Associates. You've delivered lectures and training workshops worldwide. What will your message be tomorrow to those 3,000 or so graduates of Ball State University?
You know, the topic is self-leadership. So being able to lead yourself, which is kind of what we do. We teach people how to organize themselves around themselves, develop an identity for themselves, teach people how to take information and make it relevant to their talents, to their skills, their abilities, and all of that. And so I think it's very appropriate for the students to learn about how to empower self today. You couldn't have a better time to live today than now, because you have access to technology and access to a global marketplace, and to be able to take that information and opportunities and make it relevant to your development allows you to create some social economic opportunities for yourself and your family.
Identity leadership is the phrase.
Yeah.
Explain that to our listeners and how you think that is part and a large part of how human beings can make this a better world. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Identity leadership is the philosophy is self-leadership. It's based on the fact that you can't lead anybody else until you first lead yourself. So it's really not set up for self-development or self-empowerment, because we end up doing the same thing over and over every single day. Most people, I often say, if you did the same thing you did yesterday as you will do today, as you will do tomorrow, what have you done? The answer would be the same thing, which is nothing. And then we go to school, and school teaches us how to memorize and take tests, repeat the information back, get labeled with a grade. 2 weeks later, we forget the information. So we're not thinking, developing, or building. So this is the age of identity, where you need to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you're kind of frustrated. You're not maximizing your potential. You're kind of lost for the most part. That represents probably about 8 billion people who are stuck in that mindset. So to be able to again, source information today, this is the information age. You have to be able to figure out what is it that makes you happy. What do you love to do? What are your talents? What are your skills? And then you're able to organize all the resources and opportunities around around you. That's basically what we're doing, is teaching students how to self-actualize their potential.
Stedman Graham on WMUN. I'm Steve Lindell, a New York Times best-selling author, educator, business advisor, and a 1989 Ball State University graduate. Your time at Ball State, you spend a lot of time here. You still visit from time to time, and we're glad for that.
Yeah, well, we're working with our course here. We're building a course here with Ball State, and I lectured yesterday with some students, which was fantastic. And, you know, anytime I get a chance to work with students to get them to understand who they are and how to maximize their talents and skills and their intellect, man, it's a joy.
Do you feel personally hopeful for these graduates, or what would be the better word or best word or phrasing for
them? Well, they're so
that?
Smart.
Yeah.
They're so smart. They have so much potential to be able to focus again on organizing their life around themselves. So the more they have, the more they can give. I mean, these are some of the best students, I think, in the country, no question about it. So it's just a pleasure to be able to share those principles, the 9-step success process with them, to be able to get them to understand how to maximize who they are as a person.
You don't want to divulge the 9 steps because you want to sell the books. I mean, you have one on the counter here, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, I try to take it around. You know, we're now in the delivery business and communicating this message and building courses and speaking and doing workshops and working with our clients and building distribution networks to deliver the message, because we think it's very important.
I think everything that you're talking about is important. I'm not saying anything that our listeners don't know and understand. The world, there's a lot of troubles. There's a lot of difficulties, there's a lot of stresses, that also equates to just general life, I think, of human beings day in and day out, right? But my wife Nancy and I think I've told you this before, I know you talk to a lot of people, Mr. Graham, but she and I get up every day and we think the same thing. We got a choice today. We can be frowny faced and woe is me, or you can say, all right, I'm standing, I'm 2 feet on ground, what can I do to make the world a better place today? And we think the latter is the better.
Yeah, well, you're defined by the outside world. So the outside world, when you don't know who you are, they define you. So whoever you let define you will always define you as less than them. So you got to be able to take your power back. You got to control the narrative for the most part. Again, we deal with all the external things that we're dealing with now, wars and climate control and all of these things. And so the ability to be able to self-actualize your potential often gets lost because we have no focus. You know, we're focusing on everything else but ourselves. So we actually lose ground because we're not able to build a strong self to be able to deal with all the issues we're dealing with.
When you're giving your lectures and you're talking and or listening, because you've told me you do that a lot too, because it's a critical component to learning. What do you find seems to be more prevalent in the people that are receiving your message? Are they feeling like they don't know where to start? And how do I do this? Do they want a magic pill or sentence from you that you probably can't necessarily give a magic sentence?
Well, I like to think, Steve, that the sweet spot is really learning how to learn, which is what I missed. You know, I just kind of went to school, got a job, you know, did what I needed to do. And I didn't really know how to learn. So, again, to be able to learn, how to organize your life around yourself, how to take information and apply it to your talents, to your skills, and to the 24 hours you have every single day, which is what makes everybody equal. Everybody has 24 hours. The question is, what do you do with that time? And so to be able to organize yourself around things that are relevant to your empowerment, and then the source content, which is what we have access to today through technology, it's just unbelievable to be able to understand how to do that. I wish I had learned that early. So I'm trying to teach them early so that they have, you know, so if you're a college student, you know, you're 18, 19, 20 years of age, you've got, you know, 70 years to develop a process of continuous improvement based on learning.
And it's a fantastic world to live in if you allow it to be fantastic.
It gets better, but you couldn't have a better country to live in than America. You know, it's one of the greatest countries in the world. So to be able to source content and now have access to the global market through technology, that really is a gift.
I agree wholeheartedly. Stedman Graham, I learn something every time I get the chance to talk to you. If you ever want us to come and visit, just give me a call. I mean, we could jump on a red eye and come and see you.
Well, I'm so happy about your trip to Uganda.
Oh,
so
boy.
Enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate your time. How do people get a hold of the book and learn more about what you're talking about?
Yeah, they can go to stedmangraham.com. We also have a course available that they can actually take. You know, it works out really well. So we're very happy about where we're going. We're in the educational system, so we actually teach this in schools. And again, we're working with Ball State to develop a course, so we're excited about being here. I'm excited about being here for the commencement. And also, you couldn't have a better time to be here this time of year anyway.
Totally agree. Stedman Graham, always a pleasure. I hope we get to do this again sometime
soon.
Thank
you so much, Steve.
As far as commencement is concerned, before the end of the hour, we're going to run through the entire logistics and all the information that folks need to know. We have that from Andrew Walker and others within the Ball State University system. We'll get that to you and have more to come in a moment on WMUN.
Save big money on everything at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need with Menards Steel Roofing. It's durable, offers superior wind and hail resistance, and is available in cut-to-your-length panels for fast installation. Steel Roofing is on sale now at Menards through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of steel roofing and see the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1306, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM radio could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now. Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Get that lawn growing green and strong. Midwest Master is a premium, all-purpose grass seed mix that starts growing fast and blends well into existing lawns. A 15-pound bag covers up to 3,750 square feet. Hurry into the Menards Garden Center to save big on Midwest Master grass seed and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Folks ask, Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure. I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lesson old Charlie was... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
And here's that commencement information I promised you. I'm told that Riverside is expected to be open for commencement traffic. There's been that construction through there, so they'll have a A Better Way In and Out of Campus, that coming up for this weekend's events. I'm also seeing that the start time is 10 a.m. on the quad. That is when they'll start the ceremony there, 10 a.m. and the main ceremony. And then after that, the colleges have their various ceremonies separately as well. Parking information, free on any of the campus lots and garages, free shuttles running all day to help get attendees to their respective ceremony locations for the main ceremony that starts at 10 a.m., and then there's Worthen Arena, and there's plenty of places to park and ways to get around campus. Now, next item here, our news summary. One item from the Muncie Star Press, headline, Pro-Palestinian Protest Movement Reaches Ball State. This story references a Wednesday protest. I believe there was a Monday one as well. This one on Wednesday was estimated at about 200 protesters that remained reasonably calm on the Wednesday event, according to the Star Press. Eric Hoffman, prosecutor, had some information to share as well about his thoughts with respect to the protest movements happening around our country. His words from a release, quote, "Over the last few days, I've been watching with disgust as protesters at various colleges and universities have been permitted to blatantly violate the criminal law." Now, he is referencing the protests that you're seeing on television at big universities elsewhere in our country. He is not specifically talking about what had transpired once or maybe two times on campus at Ball State as of yet. We'll continue watching this story and with our local news summary covering a whole lot of stories right now on WMUN. A big local radio weekend as we prep for the primary election Tuesday will include the closing statements of all candidates for Indiana governor that were heard on WLBC several weeks ago. Plus, you'll get Prairie Creek info, IMS President Doug Bowles, BSU President Mearns, and the EMA director about prepping for emergencies. This Week in Delaware County airs first every Saturday on WMUN from 9 to 10 a.m.
I'm Peter Killeen. Two Muncie residents arrested Tuesday night after a third man was determined to have been stabbed about 15 times. According to the Star Press, 48-year-old Johan Jose Gomez Vasquez, charged with attempted murder and aggravated battery. 54-year-old Miguel Rodriguez Vasquez, preliminarily charged with aiding, inducing, or causing attempted murder. Delaware County Prosecutor Eric Hoffman says he's not ruling out filing charges against a Henry County Sheriff's deputy involved in a recent chase that ended with a fatal crash in Muncie. Hoffman said he would absolutely look into whether Tanner Strelecki, the Henry County deputy who pursued the driver into Delaware County, then through Muncie, broke any criminal laws. The Board of Public Works in Anderson approving the notice to proceed the relocation of four water mains in Athletic and Edgewater Parks. A notice indicates the Edgewater Park work has a completion date estimated at October 10th of this year. The Athletic Park work a completion date of March 29th next year.
A car upside down with a woman inside it. That's what cops found earlier this week in Hamilton County. John Herrick reports on what happened next.
Officers and firefighters were told about the car being fully submerged in water on Tuesday. Body cam footage from the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office shows the officers being underwater trying to rescue her after she was trapped inside. And then they got her out. She went to a hospital with chest pain, but survived. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
City leaders in Indianapolis have given initial approval to build a new soccer stadium.
Even though the hundreds of Indy 11 fans packed the city-county building Wednesday, urged them to stick with a stadium already in the works. The city's development commission approved Mayor Hogsett's plan, but Councilor Kristen Jones says
they want 11 Park to be built as planned, regardless of which jerseys are worn on that field.
Hogsett says he doesn't think Indy 11 and Keystone owners have the financial backing to complete 11 Park. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
After only an hour and 15 minutes of deliberating, a Madison Circuit 6 jury convicted 50-year-old Gordon Wilson of Anderson on two counts of child molest yesterday following a four-day jury trial. Judge Mark Dudley has set Wilson's sentencing for May 31st. He faces a maximum sentence of 62 years. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Offering you help to buy a home, Kurt Darling reports on a program geared to get you to move to Adams County.
County leaders there are partnering with the Hoosier Homes Program, which is an initiative that helps lower-income Hoosiers buy a house. In Adams County in particular, Hoosier Homes is offering to cover a down payment of up to 5% as long as the home costs no more than $300,000. You also have to have a household income of less than $115,000 a year, and the program only applies to homes in Decatur, Bern, Monroe, and Geneva. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Muncie man is accused of providing a co-worker with a fentanyl pill that led to his fatal overdose. 35-year-old Wesley Lee Townsend is charged with dealing in a controlled substance. The overdose victim, a 25-year-old Anderson man, was found partially submerged in a hot tub at his home on September 16th, reports the Star Press. Boyce, a leading provider of cloud-based financial solutions based near Muncie, announcing that more than 150 Indiana public school systems have implemented its Boyce Cloud software. MuncieJournal.com reporting officials say it marks a significant step in enhancing financial management within educational institutions through technology.
And that it's our afternoon anchor, Peter Killeen on WMUN. It's 8:50, 10 till 9 on this Ball State commencement weekend. Steve Lindell live here with, again, thanks to our guests from earlier this hour. Sherry Meyer from Radio Patches, fantastic interview. You can replay that later on WMUNMuncie.com. And Stedman Graham from just a few minutes ago. Always great to talk to Mr. Graham here to talk at commencement on Saturday. Next item, I've always wondered why I can't type.
Fox Facts. As we all know, the English alphabet begins with A, B, C. So why do all our computer keyboards begin with the letters Q, W, E? To answer this question, we have to go back to the typewriter, which evolved with the creation of what is known as the QWERTY keyboard layout, the arrangement of letters on typewriters named for the first six letters in the top row of keys. Wisconsin politician and newspaper editor Christopher Latham Scholes, along with several of his colleagues, designed the QWERTY layout for the typewriter in the late 1800s, aimed at preventing mechanical jams. Frequently used letter pairs were strategically placed apart to avoid the jamming of early typewriter arms. The QWERTY layout has persisted even as technology advanced, becoming the standard for English language keyboards on typewriters and eventually computers and tablets. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Full disclosure, the QWERTY keyboard is not the reason that I don't know how to type properly. The reason is my high school golf coach was my business and typing teacher. That's a true story. And he would oftentimes, it was always seventh period of the day. It was always the class, always last of the day. He would walk up to the window and say, you know, it's not raining, guys. We could probably practice typing later. Let's go to the golf course and start practice a little early. So, ipso facto, and therefore, I do not know how to type. And I wish I was better at golf, too. Steve Lindell, greetings from the far side. Those the words of Ed Knatzer, otherwise known as Young Turtle. Oh, sorry, Little Turtle. He is getting ready for another CWB event, Coffee with Bill, minutes and moments. Final thing for today, a cake and a random act making a small, big difference.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A random act of kindness that sparked a conversation and heartwarming memories makes today's Dean's List. It started with a post on social media where a woman named Hannah wanted to share an incredible gesture that left her in tears and might have even changed her life. She wrote, "After going through a long-term breakup, I found myself sitting in a hotel room, sobbing with a friend for hours. And just when she thought the evening couldn't get any more emotional, a waiter approached her and gave her something special." She continued, "Before we left, the waiter told us to wait a moment and returned with a cake and had the words, 'Things will get better,' written on it. She took a picture of the cake with a message, which prompted likes, shares, and hundreds of comments of others talking about their experiences of kindness. So thank you, Hannah, for sharing your sweet story and reminding others that it doesn't cost anything to be kind, and it could change someone's life." Janice Dean, Fox News.
With listeners always on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, the free streams. The Alexa devices are working in Chicagoland and Minnesota, Mama and Roger. Glad I can help you with that Alexa command yesterday, Roger. I'm talking through the radio across the world. Fishers, thanks for clicking on. Indianapolis is listening too, and Muncie and Albany and Yorktown and on. We appreciate your listening. Please do this again Monday or every day. We're always here for you. This is the Pacers radio station for the playoffs as they continue to for the blue and gold. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center doing even better work today than usual. Thank you, Emily. I'm Steve Lindell wishing you a great Friday and rest of your weekend to come from WMUN.